going into this week, obviously, this team has been dealing with so many injuries. You've been dealing with injuries, but this game still has a lot of import for you guys. Has it been difficult to maintain the focus this week with Miami and the situation that they're in?
Absolutely not. I mean, when it comes down to it, I mean, we're all here for one reason. Regardless of the circumstances and scenarios, man, we're here to work. We're here to win. We're here to compete. That's what we do. Whether it's cold outside, it's hot outside, winning record, losing record, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's what we're here for. That's what we plan on doing.
Is there a shared kind of camaraderie when you're banged up? You know, everybody's banged up, whether it be guys, you know, Devin's banged up, Pat's banged up. I mean, you're all kind of walking wounded. You're all dealing with stuff, and you just have to keep plowing forward. Is it easier when there's a whole group of you saying, all right, here
no. go? I don't know if it's easier if everybody's hurt or if it's just one person.
I mean, that's
hurt.
Kind of a dumb question. I guess the camaraderie. All right, we all pull it together.
Absolutely. But, that definitely makes it a lot harder. I wouldn't even say harder. I really feel like it kind of just shows the leadership and how old this team is, and you know how easy it is for young guys to learn. Like Malcolm, like knows how hard it is for him to pick up a little bit extra slack, or for me and May to get Fleming and Freeney, or just get more people in to watch a little bit more film because we know we need a little bit more. So we're on to that. I mean, we've had that in the past. We've had that last year and the year before that. So I mean, lucky enough for us, I mean, we've kind of had that experience. But it's been difficult, putting the pieces to the puzzle together. But we're doing it.
Good job with the shitty question.
Dante, is there
anything that's going on around the stadium? Winning the game or trying to get back to playing
football? I think both of those questions kind of answer each other. And I definitely feel like the move in the right direction, we're going to have to get back to what we know and what we're capable of doing, what we're used to doing. And along with that comes good football. So, we've had a real productive week, so we're just trying to build off of that.
Is there a level for you personally, a little level of frustration that you can't play at the level you were playing at before, or it's a difficult because of the leg to sort of get yourself back into that position, not feeling 100%?
It's difficult at any time knowing that there's plays that you're capable of making that you don't sometimes always make. But I mean, that's part of football. I mean, everybody's banged up at this part of the season. Sometimes you just got to suck it up and move on. And sometimes that's the hard part, trying to push yourself through certain things. But again, man, that's football and it's part of it. So I'm taking and learning and trying to do my best with it.
You'd said the other day that you're not 100%. It seems like you're always playing through something, whether it be this year or last year. Can you remember the last time you actually did feel 100%?
It's probably the first game of the season. This is first and last. But I mean, again, it's football. It's what I love to do. I've been doing this all my life, so just taking it in stride. It's just what I know to do.
Obviously, with so many injuries, the bye week becomes that much more important. Is it difficult at all to not kind of look towards that bye week already, knowing that it might kind of help you heal up a little bit?
Yes and no, but obviously we always take one week at a time, and this game, it's important to us on different scales and for different various reasons. A lot being that we want to be able to play good football going into a bye week and get what we can. So we're gonna go out there and we're gonna compete. Bottom line, point blank, period. So no matter it's this week or even if it's a bye week next week, we're gonna come out and practice. We're gonna do what we need to do to be a better team.
Jamie said that you guys, the key to the defense is having fun out there. Does it become more fun when you kind of have to think less about your role and just going out there and playing football?
Whenever you can go out there and you can play football and you've been doing something that you've been doing since you was, since you was a jit, since you was a little kid, and you just go out there and you play, you have fun. And usually when we do that, we're playing fast and we're playing aggressive. And, offenses don't like when everybody's playing fast and aggressive. Something's going to happen. Somebody's going to get hit hard, the ball's going to come out. That's something that we were doing a lot early in the year and through the midst of the season, and we're starting to get back.
Is it ever difficult to do that when you're asked to play so many different roles as you have this season?
Absolutely not. That's something that a lot of us take pride in. Anytime that we can be able to plug, being able to put us in a different position to get the other offense, where's 54 at? Where's 50 at? Where's 91? Where's 32? Where's 51 is all. We're putting stress on those guys, so the more the better.
Is there anything that you guys kind of want to clean up before the playoffs start defensively?
I mean, just really all the way around. We don't really feel like we've played as well as we could have. You know, some of that is injuries and all the other stuff, but again, you know, that's football. So we just got to get back to a certain way that we're playing, you know, going into to what we're looking forward to.
When you're coming in and out against the Jets and you're on the stationary bike and you're doing some stretching, is there any thought, like, maybe I should go back in, maybe I shouldn't? Is there any, you know, debate within your – I know it's not ultimately maybe your decision, but are you thinking about that kind of thing at all?
I'm not going to answer that. I mean, I've seen Jason Peters comment, and I'm not about to put myself out there like this, so I'm not going to answer that one.
Okay.
What are your impressions, Dante,
Jamal Shearer? Fantastic dude. Even I'm not gonna say that sound real cliche, but he's an even better athlete, man. He's a crazy dude, you know. He's definitely glad to have him here. You know, I was talking to Chandler today about some of his pass rush moves, and you know, Chan's kind of, you know, trying to look at him too. So they're always going back and forth. So anytime I can pick his brain and Chandler's brain, it's always a win-win. But you know, I love Jabbar. I'm glad he's here. I'm glad he's part of his team.
I mean, he's got – what's unique about him? To me, it's just
everything about him is explosive. His pass rush, sitting the edge, I mean, everything he does. You know, just so much raw power, really. So, dude's a crazy athlete. We got him everywhere. Jamie, Chandler, Jabbar, we got a lot of good athletes.
My last question is, and you've been great, but Jamie makes a Pro Bowl, gets that personal accolade. Do you think there were other guys in there, including yourself, who might have been able to get some of that recognition?
Maybe, but I'm in the ring business, so I'm happy for him to doing that. Chandler, you know, all the guys that made it, but you know, I'm more in the team goals and accolades. You know, that's awesome. You know, hopefully next year I'll get that or whatever. But you know, I'm more in the team goals. No problem.